2. The Creator. Is there an intelligence beyond the universe? As an atheist, Lewis agreed with Freud that the universe is all that exists, simply an accident that just happened. But eventually Lewis wondered whether its incredible vastness, its precision and order, and its enormous complexity reflected some kind of intelligence. Is there someone beyond the universe who created it? Freud answers this most important question with a resounding no. The very idea of an idealized Superman in the sky, to use Freud's phrase, is so patently infantile and so foreign to reality that it is painful to think that the great majority of mortals will never rise above this view of life. He predicted, however, that as the masses of people became more educated, they would turn away from the fairy tales of religion. He reminds us that the world is no nursery, and strongly advises us to face the harsh reality that we are alone in the universe. In short, he shouts, "Grow up!" Lewis, after his conversion, answers with a resounding yes. He asserts that the universe is filled with signposts, like the starry heavens above and the moral law within. It was Immanuel Kant's phrase, all pointing with unmistakable clarity to that intelligence. Lewis advises us to open our eyes, to look around and understand what we see. In short, Lewis shouts, "Wake up!" These are bold, clear, unequivocal and mutually exclusive answers. In his scholarly works, his autobiography and his letters written throughout his life, Freud refers to himself as a materialist, an atheist, a godless medical man, an infidel and an unbeliever. When 82